for you. Hang on here.
Hi there, Jacob. Jacob, my name is Paul. I'm the area manager. You were just speaking with Tara, and Tara wanted me to get on the line here. Of course, she wanted me to teach you the details. How's your day going so far?
It's going fine. How's yours?
Not bad. I appreciate you asking. So Tara says you've been trying to get yourself verified, get your Google My Business profile page up and running there. You kind of hit a snag, and that's understandable. I mean, Google has made the process of getting PIN verified a little bit more comprehensive than it used to be.
Yeah.
It's all by design. It's really meant to make sure that the businesses that are verified and listed through Google are actual, real, legitimate businesses that would pick up the phone when called and provide the services that are listed there. Unfortunately, even though a lot of businesses are actual, real, legitimate businesses, they do have trouble verifying their listings on their own.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand the frustration that you're meeting here. Now, having a Google listing is great, and most smart business owners understand the importance of at least being recognized by Google as an active business. And if you were able to have that listing already, you can do it for free. It just takes a little bit of time, a little bit of patience. It's like a digital business card. It's good for when someone already knows the name of your company and they look you up specifically and directly. That's really the only time they would see it, unless they're willing to go page after page and look for you directly. Nobody does that. I mean, they're not trying to find you. They're just trying to find someone who does Windows. And most of the time people will call off of what they see on that first page. So, if you are already verified, that would be great. It would help us expedite the process. But we are a Google partner. We're not Google. If anyone calls you and tells you they can get you on the first page of Google or Bing, if they identify themselves as Google, they're telling stories. Now, Google does make these types of phone calls for businesses that have at least 100 locations or more. For anything less than that, it falls to the responsibility of the Google Partnership Program. We are a Google partner. We've been part of that program from the beginning of that program, which goes back about 9 years. And that program is designed to get businesses a higher return on investment advertising through Google, mostly with Google paid ads. You've probably seen the sponsored ads at the very top of the page. They say ad next to it. Most people call it pay-per-click or AdWords. Now, we can do that. And if you were to tell me you've got 5 crews and you go, 300 miles or something like that, we might be talking about doing Google paid ads. It's not necessarily budget-friendly for brand new companies. In fact, it's a minimum ad spend of $300. But, that's why Google started the partnership program, because Google knows that when Google ads are professionally managed by someone trained and certified and to use all the tools and techniques, businesses see a higher return on investment. They keep it long-term. Even though we wouldn't be doing Google paid ads for you here, there's a huge benefit to working with a Google partner, even for the local map. And that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about that local map, that PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page, just below those sponsored ads. We get our training and our updates directly from Google, so we know the content Google wants to see. And it's not the businesses that have been around the longest, Jacob, or the ones that do the best job or the biggest companies. It's the ones that have the right content online, content that relates to that particular person. So it's about creating the directories and destinations that Google looks for, everything from a Yelp listing, a Facebook page, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone. In fact, because you do travel quite a bit or are willing to go for the right job, this would be including some paid ads. Facebook ads are a lot more affordable than Google ads, whereas Google ads might be $5 or $10 a click. Facebook ads are 20 or 22 cents per click. Now, we're talking then about the Platinum package here, and that does come with $100 of Facebook ads, which is basically 400 clicks every month from someone who can find you on their Facebook page. And, of course, if they find you on Google and Bing and call you directly, that local map is unlimited. Unlimited clicks, unlimited phone calls. It is a flat rate on a month-to-month basis. You qualify for reduced pricing, being that you're fairly new. Instead of the normal $599 that Platinum package is listed at on our website, I'd be able to reduce that down to $249. So you'd be looking at $249 on a month-to-month basis. That's an exact amount. You're not paying for leads on top of that because, of course, it's not a lead-based service. We just make sure that you're one of the options that people will see when they're searching for someone who does what you do. And as long as they're in your service area, they find you, they find your company, they call you directly. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate. Now, Jacob, let me ask you, because Kara did not attach a website here. I know you're just new officially since October. Mm-hmm. Is there not yet a website for Apollo Windows?
No, ma'am. No, sir. We have one.
You do have a website. Okay. I'll find it, and I'll just have to remind Tara that it's her job to list websites when there are websites so that I won't have to do it when I'm talking to my potential client here. So the whole point of having a website, the whole point of having a Google listing is to make it easier for people to find you. Like I said, you've got the right idea, you know, especially with that website. That's a great conversion tool. But again, like a Google listing, it only works when people see it. And since most people don't go past the first page when they do that search, it's important that we create the additional content, what's called off-page optimization or search engine optimization. All the destinations, like I said, that relate to your website, that reference the services that you provide and link back to your website. And of course, that website would also be attached to the Facebook ads as well. Now, being that it's month to month and that flat rate with the calls coming directly to you, I'm sure that's something you would want for your business, right?
Yeah, definitely, for sure. I mean, something that I just kind of want to, you know, bring to light, you know, understand, you know, with a little bit of patience, I mean, I could definitely get the Google page up on my own. It may not be first or whatnot. So what else did you say come with this platinum package again? Or is this me being guaranteed at the top? Is that it?
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously there's a lot that goes into getting you on that first page. Getting you verified is just the first step. I mean, that's something that we do for our clients that are not already PIN verified. And yeah, obviously if you put in the time, the patience, the work, you can get verified and have that Google Business Profile. But like I said, it's really not going to get you on that first page unless you've got additional content, additional directories. Like I said, the businesses that pop up ahead of their competitors are the ones that have the content that relates to the particular person's search. So, I mean, it's usually not the things that people have heard of, you know, not Yelp or Facebook, although those help and they are, you know, a couple of the directories that Google looks at. Google looks at over 60 different destinations and directories. Most of them are not even known to the public. We certainly don't create that content for your customers to see. We create it for Google.
Yeah.
So whether it's something like Opendi, Point.com, Solio, Telnav, I mean, all the destinations and directories that, like a website, talk about your company, your services, your service area, we create that content. And of course, Google makes changes to their map or pack algorithm quite regularly. They're usually smaller changes. They want us to add additional directories. A lot of times they want us to take down certain directories. So what Google indexes when someone does a keyword search, that varies. It changes, you know, over time. There are a core set that seem to have always been in place, but then there are dozens of others that kind of fluctuate. And, you know, that's why it's called a search engine. Not that we go on there and do searches, that those are actually called queries, but when we look for something and someone to call or a place to go, the search engines search for relevant content. It happens in an instant. And the businesses that have the right content pop up ahead of their competitors. It's got nothing to do with how many reviews you have or how nice your website is or anything like that. Although that helps when people see you, it gives them the reasons to call you, but getting you on that first page is the key, and that's what we're talking about doing here, all of those destination directories, keeping them updated, keeping them current.
Yeah, you said something about $400.
Well, 400 clicks, Facebook ads are included. Okay. We can do a local campaign, but, I mean, it's called local search engine optimization because it's really designed for people close to you. I mean, that is one thing that will, you know, affect your placement. The farther away someone is, the more likely one of your competitors will displace you if they're a lot closer to that person doing that search. Tara says you go, you know, maybe 150 miles. So that's why it's important to kind of supplement that local listing. If you want to be found, you know, farther away, doing Facebook ads is a real budget-friendly way to do that. Like I said, there's $100 of Facebook ads. It's the original $100 that came with the package when it was $599. I'm going to send you a link to our pricing page too. Again, we are not Google. We are Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. localsplash.com/SEO-packages. That's the page I'm sending out to you, the link I'm sending you right now. It's the link to our pricing page. So you can see with the Platinum package, it has Facebook or Meta ads on there. I'm sending that to you now so you can put me on speakerphone and open that up. That's the original $100 that comes with the $599 package. So although I'm reducing the overall cost of the package, I'm not reducing the Facebook ads. And when Facebook ads are 20 or 22 cents per click, as opposed to 5 or 10 or $15 for a Google click on the paid ads, Facebook ads are a lot more budget friendly. And $100 is about 400 clicks. But you're not coming out of pocket above and beyond the $249 actually. Almost at $299 because that's you know, that's without the reduced rate even. That's for like an established business, but you're a young company. It's more affordable, but it's also not not an introductory rate. You know, it's not gonna balloon up on you later on. Your success is our success, and my job as a pricing director is to make it affordable enough for you to give it the opportunity to work 1 month at a time. I've been with this company for over 11 and a half years, and like I said, we've been around since 2004, so you'd be in very good hands with us.
Yeah.
In fact, we have clients that have been with us longer than I have, 12, 14, 16 years. Nobody counts a nonprofit. We would have to earn your business, quite frankly. I mean, we would have to earn your business for several months for us to break even. That $249 doesn't begin to cover our costs. I mean, $100 goes to Facebook ads every month, all the content that we have to create, the time, the resources. We do have to earn your business for a few months just for it to make sense for us. But like I said, our clients keep the service because it works. Nobody cancels on profit. And keeping our clients on board for the long term is how we've been able to keep our doors open for over 20 years now. So, you know, it's my job to make it affordable enough for you to give it the opportunity to work. Looks like you might be doing Angie leads. I mean, that's a very, very different service, you know, obviously with that. And you're getting leads, but you have to follow up with those leads. The leads are going out to your competitors as well. So it's hard sometimes to maintain a high enough conversion rate with something like that. Now, completely different service. Doesn't conflict at all with first page placement. You can do them both. Most of my clients do prefer to get calls directly to them, and I think you would prefer that as well. I mean, that's why you've got a website
definitely.
And why you're working on getting that Google listing.
I mean, I was kind of using it as a tool to kind of get maybe use it on for a year just to kind of have extra work and stuff like that.
Right.
And then eventually, whenever we get enough work and enough call volume that, you know, we wouldn't need them anymore.
Yeah.
So my last question is, you said, you know, if me working at 150-mile radius or whatever, that's what I said. So if somebody 100 miles away was to Google my business, you know, went to replace the me, would I pop up at the top? Or like you said, would I probably be bumped a couple of steps down?
Yeah, you might not be at the very top when someone is 100 miles away. And that's the whole reason that I would want to include Facebook ads, because that will get you found. We can target specific cities, specific zip codes, specific neighborhoods. If there are places 20 miles away you don't want to go, we don't run your ads there. So it's very targeted. It helps you expand your coverage, and they work hand in hand, close together. When Google sees that you're getting calls 100 miles away, your relevance starts to expand outward.
Yeah, so you're saying that, you guys will run those Facebook ads for me? Or
correct. Sorry? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. We do run those ads. We typically will run about 6 or 8 different ads at a time.
Yeah. Yeah. So, if they're 100 miles away or whatever, would I still appear on that first page?
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the whole point of that comprehensive package. We and I sent that link out to you. I don't know if you opened it up. At the top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
Yeah.
Okay. So
I'm not able to be honest with you.
Oh,
I
got you.
My grandparents' house are doing Christmas this morning.
Oh, yeah,
and,
of course. Yeah,
shirt,
well, I appreciate you taking the phone call.
Her service over here is terrible. I mean, to be honest with you, for the $249 a month, and all that you're saying you're going to do, you know, I mean, obviously I want to get a Google, my Google business page started, you know, and, you know, I mean, you guys are, you know, having some marketing tools and stuff like that for me as well.
Sure.
Considering it's a month to month basis, no contract.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it doesn't work out, I don't have to re-sign up as long as you guys are guaranteeing me. You know, if, I mean, if you guys can at least, you know, get my Google, my business going, I mean, even, I mean, you know, it would make it worth it, even if it was only for 1 month, you know.
And it is month to month. I mean, it's our job to earn your business. As long as your phone is ringing, as long as people are finding your website and calling you directly, I mean, that's what you want, right? And it's really designed for one job to more than offset the cost of the service. It is, though, month to month. It's completely at will, no contract. So, of course, that does mean you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved.
As long as I'm getting calls, you know,
correct.
I won't need to.
Yeah, as long as it works, you're going to want to keep the service. If you end up getting more work than you can take on, or if you want to go on vacation, you can pause the service. We don't charge you during that time or after the fact. We don't take anything down if it's paused. Of course, we don't continue to update and optimize the content. The one thing that we would pause would be the Facebook ads, because, you know, obviously there's $100 of Facebook ads coming out of that $249. So if everything's paused, the Facebook ads get paused, but we still have all the different destinations and directories that point towards your website. When it's paused, it's kind of like when you're riding a bicycle, you come to a downhill, right? You can stop pedaling, you'll keep on going for a bit, might even pick up speed for a little while. But, you know, obviously, you know, without us continuing to update and optimize things, your placement would slowly fall off the first page. But it takes several months for that to start happening. It starts trickling down, you know, one spot at a time after about 3 or 4 months. So, I mean, that's something to consider, because we can pause your service seasonally. I mean, I don't think that's going to necessarily be the case here. But we do have certain areas and industries where our clients are paused 4, 6, 8 months a year in some cases.
Yeah.
But, you know, as long as we're actively optimizing things, you're going to stay right there on that first page. And, of course, that's the name of the game. So, I mean, when we get your phone ringing, this is a good number for your customers to call, right? Is it also the number you want us to call to reach you regarding your account?
Yes, sir. I mean, I'm still using my personal cell as a business phone right now.
Right.
Whenever I grow enough where I have to have office staff and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
then I'll have to get my own personal phone number and it'll change.
Right.
But for now, yeah, this is the number that I want customers to reach and you guys to reach, yes.
Okay, perfect. And, of course, it's a smartphone. You can receive a text message. And then I was looking for your website, and I was kind of multitasking a little bit. What is the actual domain of your active website?
Yeah, it's www.apollo, mm-hmm. windowsllc.com.
Okay, perfect. And then Otera never did get your last name, sir.
It's Kent, K-E-N-T.
Okay, perfect. And then most of the time, of course, your customers call you directly. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Jacob, when we reach out to you, we do use phone, we do use text and email. Emails are usually for longer pieces of information and something we would want you to have for your records, unless that's how you prefer we reach out to you. Did you have any specific preference, phone, text, email, any of those?
I would prefer a call, yeah.
Okay, a phone call. That's the most common response that I get from service-based businesses, which does bring me to my next question. Your business is service-based, of course. You know, no one's bringing their windows to you. You go out to them. But there's not like a physical address or showroom or any location that you'd want your customers to know about.
No, sir, not at the moment. We operate out of New Albany. We operate out of my home.
Okay.
And, I mean, I know it's a bad thing, but I would prefer people not know where, you know.
No, that's okay. Yeah, that's okay. Is that the 1004 County Road 340?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's the address that I see. It's actually on the Angie profile. But Google agrees with you. I mean, Google doesn't want people to know your home address. They don't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would, actually, because you're out in the field most days. And if someone drives out there, Google really only wants to list the street address if someone can go in there and either knock on the door or walk straight through it and talk to somebody there. So we're not going to have you. Yeah, that address won't show up. Now, the info at Apollo Windows, LLC.com, is that the best email address then for us to send information your
way? Yeah, I mean, that info at Apollo Windows, that's what I would like customers and stuff like that to reach out on. I have a Gmail account that I like have businesses and stuff reach me through.
Yeah, we could do that.
It's basically the same thing. It's Apollo Windows LLC at Gmail.
At gmail.com. That's perfect. Yeah, and this is really just for us to reach you regarding your account. Like I said, we'll send longer pieces of information your way by way of email, but most of the time we're just going to give you the phone calls. That's your preferred method. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I would be scheduling what's called a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. We'll have one of our technicians give you a follow-up call. Doesn't have to be today. I know that you're with your family. But it does take about 30 minutes. We're going to verify information off of your website, information that I have here, make sure that we know things like mission statement, motto, slogan, what's unique about your business, if you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. Of course, we'll talk in detail about your services, your service area. We do that all in a follow-up call. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that call. And then, Mr. Kent, the other thing that I'm required to do here, because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer and attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that you can stop at any time, that it's the reduced rate, that that rate will never go up. I am actually going to waive the initial setup fee just to make it a little bit more affordable here for you. So it's just that $249 is an out-the-door cost, and again, that is month-to-month. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is actually though, pretty straightforward. So before I do get to that voice verification, schedule that follow-up call for that initial investment of just $249, Jacob. How did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What works best for you, sir?
Okay, the thing about that is I have my MasterCard on me, but MasterCard is to my personal account, not to my business account. So I can pay for the first month right now.
Absolutely.
But I want to change the billing information whenever I get my business card in front of me.
That's perfect. You can do that a couple of different ways. You can either just give us a call and we'll update that information for you. You will also, of course, get a very detailed reporting and tracking system. You'll have 24/7 access to it. We do call it your client dashboard because there's a lot more that you can do with it besides just tracking your account. But of course, you'll see how many calls you're getting, where the calls are coming from, what people are typing in. You can print out invoices for tax purposes. Advertising is a tax write-off. You're getting it in before the end of the year, so you can write off that $249. You can also update your billing information. But for this particular one payment, you said that was a MasterCard. Is it Jacob Kent, first and last? Any middle initial on that card?
This one might be. Give me one second. Yeah, there's a middle initial. It's J.
J? Okay. And then you said that was a MasterCard. That should start with a 5. All MasterCards do, Jacob. I am actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
The 5465?
Yes, sir.
3300.
Okay.
4020.
Yes, sir.
8785.
And then the expiration month and year?
10/28.
10/2028. And the last three digits on the back of the card?
994.
So I've got 994/994 on the back. I've got October or 10/2028 for the expiration date. Mr. Kent, was the card itself 54/65/33/00/40/20/87/85?
That's correct.
And does that bill at the home address, the 1004 County Road 340 in New Albany, 38652? Okay, so about a minute or so after I get through the voice verification or automated system, we'll send you a confirmation email, and it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. If you have a pen handy or want to type it into your phone, though, I'd be happy to give you that information now.
Yeah, that's fine, yeah. I'm ready.
Okay. So the toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. It's the same phone number on our website. Again, that's 877-635-6225. It's simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent. Jacob, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is Central Time.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that same business day or the next business day if they receive that email either after hours or perhaps very late in the day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. You will receive all of that information by way of email about a minute after I get through the voice verification. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. And there's going to be a link on the invoice email, Jacob, to the written terms and conditions. Everything we're just about to go over in the voice verification will be provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And then when you receive either the email or the text, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. And then we'll schedule out your follow-up call with your technician here, your client interview. So I've got that voice verification pulled up right now, and again, like I said, please stop me if you've got a question or want me to clarify my question. It does read as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Kent, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Apollo Windows LLC.
Perfect. That is exactly how I have that. And then, Jacob, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Jacob Kent. I am the business owner.
Okay. And Mr. Kent, as the owner of Apollo Windows LLC, Jacob, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Correct.
Of course. Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And, of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is month-to-month, no contract. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, that MasterCard in your name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Correct.
Of course. Now, Mr. Kent, it says to get results as fast as possible. Jacob, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. Simply put, it's our job to make sure the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Jacob, of course, you would agree to that, right?
That's correct, yes.
Perfect. And as long as you answer your phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. Like I said, we are already aware of Angie Leads, and there is no conflict there. The reason we do ask, though, is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or even more important is that we'll always make sure your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create online content for your business, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Mr. Kent, that's fair enough, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
perfect. We actually do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical street address appears for your business since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along that you're aware of, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm actually going to waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 24th of December, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. Jacob, that $249 is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, so it will never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount, meaning no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and the social media campaign, the Facebook paid ads are included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 24th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $249. Again, that rate will never go up on you. Jacob, as I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract. Again, that means you can stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked or fees involved, and of course you can pause it. Whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, if necessary you can pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Kent, all that we do request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Jacob, is simply because we are in fact closed on the weekend. Mr. Kent, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Jacob, that actually does conclude the voice verification. Like I said, in about a minute or so, you'll receive that confirmation email. It does have our client support information that I've already given you that will also have your login credentials for your tracking system. Now, your tracking system won't be active until we do your client interview. That would be the next step in the process here. I know that you're with family. Our last available today would be 5 o'clock. If not, we'd be looking out till Thursday. Of course, we won't be in the office at all tomorrow.
5 o'clock is fine today.
Five will work for you. So it's going to be scheduled from 5 until 6. It's a one-hour window. The call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. So it should get you right at or near the very beginning of that hour. So right at 5 o'clock or just a couple of minutes after. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I might be able to jump on that call as well, just in the very beginning, just to say a quick hello and introduce you to your technician, answer any questions you may have before handing it over to them. Things get a little bit busy at the very end of the day, so I might not be available, but I hope that I am. Whether I am or not, they're going to give you that phone call. They'll have your file. They'll take really good care of you. One other thing that I wanted to do here, just a little bit of extra protection here on your account, a simple question and answer. If anyone calls us, Jacob, and tells us that they are with Apollo Windows LLC, even if it's you, Mr. Kent, and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you to verify the answer to the security question. And then this is especially important. Like a week or so from now, if you start getting phone calls from anyone that is not a potential customer, especially if they are asking for more information for your Google listing, if they say they're Google, even if they say they're local Splash, they'll need to know my name right away, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know the answer and the question. And if they can't give you that information basically within a second or two, then just politely let them go. If anyone calls you and tells you you need to pay more money for your Google listing, that would not be us at all. You wouldn't even have to ask them if they know the answer to the security question. The voice verification was already recorded and attached to your account. It is quite clear, and it is for your protection. It bills on the 24th of the month for exactly $249 and never a penny more. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Jacob, which of those would you want for your security question?
The pet's name.
Okay, first pet's name, and then what is the answer?
Levi.
Levi? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got that. I have to type it in twice to confirm it. So that is in our system now. Even our client interview technician, when they call, they'll have that information. If I'm not on that call to introduce you to your technician, mm-hmm. feel free to ask them if you want. They'll also know my name. Other than that, did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now?
Yes, sir. I've got a couple things. Like I said, I won't be able to see them right now, but
yeah, that's okay. Yeah, I wanted to give you a heads up of what to expect. One of them says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. As I mentioned earlier, Google's made the process of getting PIN verified a little bit more comprehensive. It is designed to make sure that, you know, the companies that are verified are actual legitimate businesses. You don't have to send us everything on there, but any of those photos of your tools or equipment, your work vehicle. Obviously, there's no physical workplace. Google is usually fine with, you know, a picture of your service vehicle where you park it at home, you know, when you're not using it for work. Anything like a business card. Is the business itself licensed or insured?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you can send us that information as well. The other one has your welcome email. That's got our I think most of the emails have our client support information on there. It's also got your credentials. Like I said, your login and your password. You don't have to try to do that now. We do have to do your client interview first, and you'll get official confirmation by text and email when your tracking system is active. Once you do hit submit on the other form, the one that says local splash initial invoice, it's going to want you to verify that you've received it, verify that you're allowing us to send text messages and that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. It's going to want you to type in your name exactly as it appears. So it's going to be case sensitive. That means both J's and the K are capitalized, but just those letters, only a space before and after the J, not before the Jacob or after the Kent, and no period after that middle initial. Our system does not like punctuation there. And then you might have to flip your phone sideways if you're on your smartphone when you're trying to hit that confirm signature button. It will all make good sense when you see it. And our technician can walk you through it if you have any questions. You cannot change your you can change your password, I should say, but you can't change your username. It's in our system the same way. When you open up your welcome email, you'll see that it's your phone number. The area code's included, but it's just numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So 662-316-6365, that's your username. Your password is on there, but you can change that password. Other than that, you're all set and squared away. I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get you verified, get your website in front of more people, get your phone ringing, earn your business 1 month at a time. I do hope that I am available when our technician gives you that follow-up call right at or a couple minutes after 5 o'clock. But you take care. You have a great rest of the day, and we'll be talking to you at around 5 o'clock.
Okay, I do have one question, though.
Sure,
I'm sure this is dependent on how fast I can get my stuff up there, but around when will my Google My Business thing be available for people to see?
So that typically takes 5 to 10 business days. Sometimes we can expedite that process. I put in the notes here that we can hopefully do a video or phone verification as opposed to sending out the PIN card through the Postal Service, especially at this time of the year. That might take a little bit of time. That might be closer to 10 days.
Yeah.
So I'm asking if we can do a video verification or a phone verification as opposed to sending out that PIN card. That'll be a little bit faster for you. Okay?
Yeah, that would be wonderful, yeah. The faster we can get it up, the better, for sure.
Faster is better, absolutely. And getting you right where people can see you in the exact moment they're trying to find someone who does Windows, that's definitely going to help you. You got that great website. It's just our job to make it easier for people to find. And we certainly appreciate the opportunity to get that going for you on a month-to-month basis. Well, Jacob, you take care. Happy holidays to you. And like I said, our technician will be calling you with or without me right at or a couple minutes after 5 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time, Jacob. You take care. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Thank you, too, Mr. Kent. Take care. Bye now.